sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense, it's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Yeah, we're just moms struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
And today we're talking about family dynamics and solving your problems about your family because you are getting ready for the holiday season. You're buckling up. It's going to be interesting. No, it's going to be good, especially after this. We help you in this episode. It'll be good.
Yeah. Before we get into the episode, I want to make sure you guys know that Mom Struggling Well has an Amazon shop. The address for that is amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell. I have been adding every Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softly. Well, I don't have the Killing Me Softly. I've been adding every Giving Me Life since the history of the show, like literally every single episode.
Oh my gosh.
Is in our Amazon shop if it's something you can get on Amazon. So there's lots of ideas on there.
When you go there, guys, it pulls up the whole storefront of all the things if you haven't used a shop link like that before. It's very cool.
So we realize it takes a couple extra little finger taps. When you go to amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell, instead of going to just amazon.com, everything that you purchase during that shopping session, whether it's in our shopping guide or not, if you were going to go on Amazon to buy garbage bags, go to amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell first, and we'll get some kickback on those garbage bags. And it doesn't cost you anything different. Amazon's kind of like thanking us for sending you to their website. So it's just another way that you can support the show.
Your computer will remember the link, and a lot of times it just populates it for you.
I like the app. So I shop everything in the app, and before I go check out, I pop over to Safari or something on my phone where I've bookmarked that amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell, and I'm already logged in over there. So it opens up and I've got 5 items in my cart and I just hit the checkout button from there.
Perfect. That's a great way to do it. I should start doing that.
Rebecca!
And so we don't know what you get. We're just excited that you want to use the link. I bought the Roomba and I was so excited to use the link because I was like, ooh, that's like a $300 purchase. I bet that'll give us 4 cents. How exciting.
It really is like the tiniest little amount, but it does add up.
One thing I do want to say is it's Mom Struggling Well. There's not two S's.
Amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell. You used to do fake news.
It is real news.
I put you down real hard. People want it back.
I know. Guess why I stopped it? You.
I know. It's my fault.
Goodness. Okay, so I did. I looked up some fake news that's real news about people writing in about issues they've had with their people during Thanksgiving specifically.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, so these are just from the internet searches. I'm not citing this. In grad school, you have to cite everything just right. I have to use APA style. The 7th edition just came out. It's a new one. It's upsetting me that I am just telling you these stories with zero credit. So just know that.
Let it fly.
Okay, so there's one guy. It was an uncle. He got mad. So at Thanksgiving, he just cut the turkey in half and left with the half under his arm.
Yes.
Got out of there. I thought that was funny. One girl, little girl, got a chance to say grace. And so she said grace. And at the end, she said, oh, please let my family get along and not fight today. And that made the grandma really mad. So she slapped the girl in the face.
Oh.
Well, that made the mom really mad. And so they got up and left right then.
Oh, that's like, you know how God has 3 answers to the prayers? Yes, no, or wait. That was a definite no.
No.
Like, mm-mm. Nope, it's not answered today, little girl.
That's intense.
Poor love.
That's jacked up. And then you don't even get, you know, every kid has their thing they're excited about Thanksgiving for, like the food, and then you don't get that food. That's very sad.
I think we need to find her and interview her on the podcast.
She's got some stories. Yeah.
And ask her, like, how's your prayer life with God? Right. Do you realize that wasn't... Praying does not have to be painful. Oh, that's messed up. Okay, there was a great aunt who they thought it might be her last Thanksgiving. So they all had a big Thanksgiving together. And during the prayer, she died at the table.
I'm seeing a theme here that prayer at Thanksgiving is very dangerous. I suggest maybe skipping it this year.
Okay, here's one. There was a family and they got into a heated discussion about the validity of the Twilight series. And somehow it became very personal and everybody started throwing out their like things they always thought about each other and problems they had with each other. And half the family left. But everyone could agree on the fact that they should probably really limit their time together going forward.
And the amount of time that they spend watching Twilight if they get that heated over it.
The validity. Which part? The vampires?
Right.
Funny. And how did it turn personal? I don't understand. You always liked vampires. You're such a werewolf person. I don't understand.
You've always been Team Jacob.
Okay, finally, one aunt invited everybody over and insisted that they let her take care of everything. They offered to bring sides and she said no. They offered to bring dishes to help out. She said no. A month later, everybody got a $75 bill. That is so amazing.
That's a businesswoman right there.
Can you imagine $75? You wouldn't even spend $75 going out to a restaurant. That's hilarious.
How would you write that letter? And what would you do? Okay, let's say whoever's hosting Thanksgiving this year, on December 15th or something, you get a bill. Do you pay it?
Yeah, I'd pay it.
I'd pay it too, but how embarrassing.
What does it look like? Is it on a letterhead? Is it
handwritten on some computer paper?
Right.
You pay it and then you go to the internet and tell your story like this person did.
Yeah, you do.
So that you can be on a podcast down the road. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much would you ask though? $75 high?
I don't think that's high. I bet a Thanksgiving feast would be about $75 a person.
Because it's also the location, tip, gratuity.
No, that's ridiculous.
Utilities.
The gas, yes.
Water
to get it there, shipping and handling.
They flush the toilet.
Shipping and handling. Oh my goodness.
That's ridiculous. There was one about a adolescent who thought it'd be funny to play a joke and put a rubber chicken in the pan where the turkey was going to go in the oven, and they preheated the oven and cooked that rubber chicken. Can you imagine?
Poor buddy.
You want your house to smell good.
Oh my
gosh.
And then
you don't anticipate heating up
toxic
rubber. Yeah. There was another one where a lady started some laundry during Thanksgiving just to, I don't know, get a little house cleaning going. She accidentally, her cat was in the dryer and she killed her cat during Thanksgiving.
Aww. What in the world? So
the whole house smelled like a dead cat.
What does that smell like?
Well, I'm assuming burning hair and rotting flesh. Would you rather that or rubber?
No life was harmed with the rubber chicken. He was dead to begin with.
I wasn't asking if you'd rather kill a cat or cook a rubber chicken. Just the smell. We've canceled events because a rat died in the backyard and we couldn't find it and it smelled so bad. So I'd probably rather rubber chicken too.
I don't know where to go from that, but I did have a thought about the rubber chicken. That is so an adolescent thing to do, to be like, it's gonna be hilarious. Where
yes,
a mom for sure would be like, what if they actually put it in the oven? That would be awful.
Yeah
Moms can think a couple steps ahead.
Teenagers should share their prank ideas with their moms before they do it.
Just get a little feedback.
Exactly.
Or from some other mom. Doesn't have to be your mom.
I love those.
Those are good.
Thanks. I think no matter what, it makes you feel like it's not going to be so bad.
Oh, you're so positive. I was going to say something's going to go terribly wrong at every, and you're not alone.
Well, I just think like it's not as bad as that.
Oh, okay.
Like there was one where everybody got in a fight. Like one lady, she was carving the turkey. And she was also mad at her sister, whose name was Moon Pie. I don't know about all that. I didn't delve too deep. Anyway, stabbed Moon Pie in the calf.
Oh, with the one that's electric? It's electric.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
I couldn't not do that.
I don't know. I hope it wasn't the electric one. But anyway, Moon Pie and the other lady both went to jail.
Ooh, moon pie too, huh? So there's more to this story if moon pie
there's
is
more
in jail.
To the story. It sounded like alcohol involved in Thanksgiving isn't great.
Alcohol and prayer, two things to avoid this Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so what's your prayer look like at Thanksgiving, Rebecca?
When we're with my parents, we do like little jingles, like prayer jingles. Like
a commercial?
God is good. Yeah. God is good. God is great. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. Or...
Oh, no. Why doesn't that rhyme?
It does. I messed up the beginning. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food.
But...
It doesn't rhyme.
I feel like if it's a prayer, you could put a little more effort into it.
Let us thank him for our food.
That is good.
There's another one we sing, but I'm not feeling encouraged to share it, so.
Okay, do you guys do the what are you thankful for this year? Brandon's family goes around. What are you thankful for this year?
Yeah.
Our family does be present at our table, mm-hmm. Lord. You guys know that one?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, Rebecca, you know that
I
one?
Know it. I was there. Part of the fam. I think that might be a Lutheran thing.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Do you know that one, Rebecca?
No. Mm. But my mom grew up Lutheran, so that doesn't really mean anything.
She did?
She did. Yeah.
I thought she was Catholic.
And then she became Catholic to marry my dad.
Oh.
And now they're neither of those.
Huh.
Really?
Okay.
And next.
I thought we could go somewhere great with prayers. Y'all don't want to talk about prayers.
We hold hands and somebody prays. Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's never as idyllic as I think the prayer time should be on Thanksgiving or even the sharing of like, what are you thankful for? It's like my family. I'm talking about my children mostly. I feel like the adults have more like, you know, thoughtful responses.
It can be a lot of pressure.
Can be.
That was sprung on me my very first year. I'm like, oh, this is what we're doing. I thought we're just going to sing a quick ditty, jingle, and pop.
Do you have to share before you start eating?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's intense.
Yeah, for them, they don't pray. I don't think. It's just the what are you thankful for?
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
We say a prayer and then during the eating time, we say what we're thankful for.
Okay.
And I always put rules on it because I don't think you can you imagine that I do that? I don't think you can just say my family and everyone says their family. So we say we're all thankful for each other. The end. Don't you dare say you're thankful for family. I'm trying to get to the actual meat.
How does that go?
I mean, better.
Okay, good.
At least a little faster.
Who has the rules? Like, are you telling your mother-in-law? No. Or are you just telling
house.
That rule's just for your kids?
No, that rule's for everybody. We're all thankful for each other. Stop talking about it.
Wow.
I love that.
I'm not coming to Thanksgiving at your house.
I work a lot of Thanksgivings. The last three.
Yeah. Neil works every single Thanksgiving, too. And Christmas. So.
Oh, man.
So do you have it on a different day or what do you do?
Oh, actually, what I did this year is I ordered my Thanksgiving dinner from HelloFresh. Or, no, Home Chef. One of those people. I ordered the Thanksgiving everything. So I'm going to just pop things in the oven and mix it all on up. And he'll have dinner with us, but then he goes off to work after dinner, Thanksgiving night.
Okay.
Okay, so he can still be there with you.
Yeah, and then Christmas morning, he comes home at 7 a.m., which actually is kind of perfect. So we'll open presents, and then he'll go to sleep for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not what I would prefer, but
yeah,
it works out.
This year, Brandon is home, and we know ahead of time that he won't be here next year. So I like that. That makes me feel good. Like, I know this is our year, because next year we won't have that.
Okay.
Where will he be next year? Is he deploying?
I don't know. Somewhere in the ocean. Yeah, he'll be deployed.
Okay.
He deploys before Thanksgiving next year.
Neil will be too. Should we just move in together?
I am down to clown.
Yes. Should think about this. Actually, it's not 100%. There's a possibility.
No, it's 100% for me. I'm excited to live in the house that you want to buy. Let's just move
okay.
there.
All right.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I interrupted you. What?
Oh, we just don't know 100% for him, but his unit is scheduled for next winter, fall, winter. And there's a possibility it could be by volunteer basis if he's not voluntold. So he's not going to volunteer to go.
Right.
So I've got my fingers and everything crossed.
Yeah. How long are his deployments?
They're like 9 to 12 months.
Wow, even longer than...
Oh, really?
Yeah, ours are 6.
Because of the seasickness, probably. It's a little shorter.
Yeah, they can handle it for 6 months and then... Mm-hmm, yep, I think that's how seasickness works. It takes months to kick in.
It just seems harder to be on the ocean for a year than on stable land. I don't know. Okay.
I think 12 months is so extreme.
It is.
That is
it's
just
like
rude.
3 months training stateside and then 9 months wherever they're going.
Okay.
And how often does he have to do that?
They're on a 4-year rotation.
And he did that before?
We've gotten out of it almost every time. He switched units, not on purpose. Like, we're not, like, evading the law or something. But he's just, like, the timing of when he would, like, switch to a new unit. They had just gotten back or... So we haven't done a deployment with our whole family. I actually am very concerned about what it would do to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, already can't handle his... night schedule, you know, it's just we don't see him a lot, and
yeah,
but at the same time, we do see him a lot. This is not, I mean, I guess this is family dynamics, but just not Thanksgiving. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's an issue for me too because I've started picking up extra shifts to support my husband and his goal of having his own business, and my kids, especially my daughter, who talks about how I'm never home, but I am home, I'm just not. I just am sometimes gone for long stretches, but I don't know. It feels bad. It's not like I'm at the bar or at shopping at the mall.
Right. I know. When you work like weird shifts, I think, yeah, it's a different dynamic. And then, but you're home in different times and longer stretches than most like parents who work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. You know?
Right, but then they're, yeah, but then they're at school
right.
or they're out with their friends. So it's like, I just am not available the minutes that she wants me.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so then it turns into, you're never here.
I think that's so, grass is always greener with the cow stuck on the fence, because my kids are begging me to let them go to after school care and to work.
Wait,
they're like, you're always here.
Oh,
they want you to go.
Get out of the house. Leave us
get
alone.
Get to work.
They say that.
Yes, because I pick them up from school, and as we're walking to the car, they're like, man, all the YMCA kids get to have so much fun in after school care.
You stick them in there, they're not going to have any fun. They're going to want to come home.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying is, it's grass is always greener.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tricky. Because I do feel bad. And so last night, I thought, I'm going to get everybody together and we're going to have family dinner. And I told my kids, we're having dinner together tonight. We're going to interact as a family. And so my neighbor said, Porter thinks somebody died because you're having family dinner. I'm like, oh, for God's sake. I'm trying to do something right. And they're like, this is so weird and family centered. They must have an announcement. Gosh.
How did dinner go once you had it? Once they found out no one was dead?
Well, we couldn't find Porter, and Eric was on a call, so just me and Lane sat and talked. And then this morning, when I was trying to do my homework, I'm like, I can't talk right now. She's like, you're never here. I was like, I literally, all last night, we played spoons, and we ate grilled cheese. I don't understand. I can't win. So that's our family dynamic. What's not even fair is she said, you blew up at me. And I thought, I didn't, but I can. I'm building up pressure as we speak.
This morning?
Yes! This all happened at like 7:15. And I got up at 5 so I could get stuff done.
You've lived a full day today already.
I've lived a full day.
Yeah.
You should blow up at her and then have her write a compare and contrast essay on what mom blowing up versus not blowing up.
It's like, that's true.
That's some good homeschool stuff right there.
It really is.
Have you been impatient, feeling anxious, angry, yelling too much, having sleep issues? Those sound familiar. You are not alone. I have had those issues myself as a mom. I think we all have, and I think that's why we're here together. We wanted to introduce you to the MamaZen app. It's the number one mindful parenting app. It's a total game changer for us moms. You know, our mental well-being has been neglected for way too long, and the MamaZen app is a revolutionary mindfulness solution for motherhood burnout, anxiety, yelling, impatience, and more. We love talking about mental health on the show, and we all try and take care of ourselves. So you can add this app to your list. MamaZen has helped me take a deep breath because I did a guided mindfulness session called Reduce Mom guilt. If you're a mom who's experiencing impatience, anger, anxiety, or hardly a day goes by without you yelling at your kids, then you should get this app. The Mama Zen app will teach you how to reframe your negative emotions and actually have a positive mindset so you can deal with them difficult kids and with that difficult behavior with more love and more patience. Whether you're pregnant, a mom with young kids, or have older kids too, Mama Zen has a right mindfulness session for you to feel happier and more connected to your kiddos. When you sign up for Mama Zen app, it creates a totally customized program based on your specific challenges and the ages of your kids, which is really cool. I want you to try the Mama Zen app and see for yourself how much better you can feel as a mom. Go to the App Store and download Mama Zen today. That's M-A-M-A-Z-E-N. Right now, you can use promo code MSW. That code will unlock your 30-day free trial so you can try Mama Zen for yourself. See how much better and happier you can feel as a mom. They're the number one mindful parenting app for a good reason. I cannot wait for you to try it. Use it before you lose it. Let's solve some strug problems.
Well, I'm not going to say this person's name, but their problem that they'd like us to solve is how to avoid their in-laws at all costs.
They are saying at all costs. So we really could go anywhere here. Like murder. I mean, there's no limit to this, to how we can solve this for her.
So you've cut out prayer and you're heading towards murder. Okay, I can tell you that when things were really intense with some of my family, not my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
We took Christmas off 1 year for my mental health. And it was great.
You took Christmas off going to their house?
There was a lot of drama surrounding my daughter's adoption. And so the first year that she was adopted by us and we weren't her foster parents, me and my husband and my daughter left town on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And just went and did something we wanted to do. And we made snowmen and we sledded and it was lovely.
Yeah. Get out of town yourself. Like go book a trip.
Yeah. If it's too hard for whatever reason for you right then, maybe you need to reinvent the holiday for your little family. Sometimes there's reasons where for boundary issues and whatever, you can just take, that doesn't mean it's the beginning of the way we do it forever, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just sometimes you need to do something a little different. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the tradition of it, then when the tradition doesn't happen, it feels like a loss instead of this year we went to Flagstaff and we did this other thing.
Yeah.
Because we still remember that fondly.
Did you share why you were skipping out?
Yeah, we had tried for a long time to work out some things that were happening and it just wasn't working. And I just needed to not be there.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely, I'm always talking about talk to the person about it. I really do that.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes they're not having it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, like, insight on that. You had done the work for a long time and set a lot of boundaries and those boundaries weren't met. Is this fine to say?
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah. And so it wasn't just, I'm not going to that. Mm-hmm. It was, you did everything you could and you took a long, hard look at what could you do on your side and what would be acceptable for them to do on their side. And none of that was met. And so you had to do it.
I had to do it for my mental health and to establish our little family. I don't think we've ever talked about this, but Lane is my step niece. So she's a family member. And so when you adopt a family member, sometimes things get a little wackadoo. And so
more complicated.
Very complicated. And then I think there's an important season where a family kind of gels and does things as mm-hmm. that family unit. And we just needed that. And so we took that and people weren't happy. And, you know, sadly, Mom and Robbie and Katie, they didn't get to see us on Christmas. And it was the first Christmas as our little family unit, but it was just the thing we needed to do. So yeah. In the end.
This brings up, I just feel like, a really good, hard conversation when I think about my kids being older and having their own family units, which is kind of like when I think about what my mom might be going through right now, because we all have our family units and it is important to gel those together and to like start new traditions and different things. But I can see from my perspective, to not have all my kids together feels so sad. And like, but like it might happen. Like, that's just the reality of it. So what should I push for, like a different time of year for all of us to get together and let, because I have five of them, so to get five kids on like, oh, Christmas is with us this year. Next year, it's with your in-laws. That's five different families that I'm going to have to coordinate with. What do you guys think?
Do you feel, you're talking about when your kids grow up and you and Neil are home.
Yeah. Like, I want to still have my kids together once a year.
But there comes a time when you have to let that go, and it is their time to launch.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to have to travel to them. They're going to want to have their own families too.
Yeah.
So yeah, do what, why don't you do, I'm like straight telling you what to do.
No, I'm asking.
You could.
I'm asking.
You could do what your parents do and they take you guys on vacation. I mean, you'd be broke as a joke. You couldn't do it with all those kids, but you know, I do think a different time of year to all get together is reasonable. It's not reasonable to have everybody come to you.
Mm-hmm. But if you still want it to be like in the season, you could elevate New Year's to like next level.
Like our holiday. It just seems kind of sad, you know?
Remember that when you get off this conversation and everything's on fire in your house.
I know. I know.
It's not though. They're going to have husbands and wives that want to have their own traditions too.
But it's sad for me.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Pivot.
Perspective shift.
Pivot. Yeah. Or just hold it loosely and be like, who wants to host Christmas this year? And as many people as can.
Yeah.
Go to that
person. If you can show up, you can.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll all live close. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe they'll be overseas and you'll all get to try to travel there and do some fun stuff. It can be fun.
Do you think we'll still be podcasting then?
I didn't think I'd still be podcasting now.
How cute would that be?
We'd have to change our marketing to like the three old ladies on the porch.
Bad audio quality on the porch. I went through these comments and there's a lot of talk about in-laws. And last year at Thanksgiving, there was a lot of talk about in-laws and I couldn't talk about it last year. Mm-hmm. And I don't want Struggs to feel like they can't put whatever they want in this text box. But I feel like a little tough love is that is your person's people and you need to do whatever is in your power you have to love those people. And I was thinking a lot last night about what could possibly be so wrong with your in-laws. I'm just having a really hard time figuring out what is the actual problem. And I have rose colored glasses because I really like my in-laws. I mean, we've been through some stuff and I don't love everything about everybody, but like, help me understand. Like, okay, so say your in-laws drink wildly and you're like, I don't want my kids around that. That's not safe. That's valid. Say, I want to spend time with you in the morning, or I would love to have Thanksgiving where we're not drinking. I feel like there are so many things that you can do with so many different situations. And I want y'all to look and see, what have you done? Have you communicated to your best ability what you need and exactly what it is that's such a problem, and how can you think creatively?
Mm-hmm. And can you overlook things?
Yeah.
Like maybe some of it is you just need to overlook it. It reminds me of like around Christmas we'll get, and I've had this same question, so I'm not judging, but how do I get my mom or in-law to stop giving my kids plastic toys? Let them give you the freaking plastic toys. You know, like it's not an issue. Just they want to give, you know, so like things like that. Can you just overlook something and just it's one day? Yeah, that was a really good word, Kate. I like that.
Yeah.
Say your spouse is also hard towards them. Say the whole thing is difficult and nobody wants to be there. Can you imagine if you could love past whatever the issue is and have your spouse see that and be like, oh, okay. Like, be the example. Maybe they don't even know how to love their people, but they want to. It's really hard for me to hear all these people hate on their in-laws. And it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's that.
Well, I think it's also important to think about, it puts them in a really weird spot, your spouse, if you're so against like his mom or his sister. It would relieve a lot of pressure that you may not even know is there if you could see the best in them and be creative with a workaround that works for everybody, or get over yourself.
Yeah. And it's complicated.
I can tell you though, we say that I who's the worst? Should probably take that out. But she's the worst.
And I think that's part of what it is Emily, I have seen you walk through really awful stuff and I've seen you really work at it. And so that's why I just feel like, what could your excuse possibly be? Like, I've seen some really bad stuff on the other side and we could be having a lot of fun with these people, I think. You know?
Yeah. I think also, if you can go into it thinking, what is one great thing about this person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a really hard person in my family, but I gotta say, she taught me how to make some amazing refried beans. And that's, like, the one thing that I'm thankful for, but I've got a secret ingredient that makes refried beans pretty amazing. I think also, I have a friend, Leslie, and she was on the show a long time ago, but she picks a thing from each person that she wants them to mentor her in. So if she sees somebody and they're really good at something, she's like, oh, will you mentor me in bread making or whatever? So she picks them as their mentor. I think especially like where I work, I have 18 kids who are varying levels of grating on my last nerve. But some of them are great. But the ones that aren't, I got to figure out what is the thing I think is pretty awesome about that kid. So there's an awesome thing about everybody. There just is.
Yeah.
I take back my murder comment. You probably shouldn't murder them. Okay.
So see, there's already been growth.
Yeah.
We are a bacon family. Are you guys a bacon family? I slid my Moink Box bacon into our regular routine. Big Boy noticed immediately, and he was a big fan. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pasteurized pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door, helping family farms become financially independent outside of big agriculture. Their animals are raised outdoors, their fish swim wild in the ocean, and Moink meat is free of antibiotics, hormones, sugar, and all the other junk you find pre-packaged in the meat aisle. Sign up at moinkbox.com/MSW to get a free year of ground beef, and then pick what meats you want delivered in your first box. Change what you get each month and cancel anytime. The meats that we got in our box were super delicious, and you are gonna love it. Moink was founded by an 8th-generation farmer who was featured on Shark Tank. Host Kevin O'Leary said, the best bacon he's ever tasted, and I agree. Jamie Siminoff, creator of Ring Video Doorbell, invested in Moink as well. They guarantee you'll say, oink, oink, I'm just so happy I got moinked. And we know you will be too. Join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/MSW right now, and listeners to the show get free ground beef for a year. That's 1 year of the best ground beef you'll ever taste, but for a limited time. moinkbox.com/MSW. That's moinkbox.com/MSW.
Let's do this one. How to deal with a child that says they don't like you and like dad better. Mm-hmm. We've all dealt with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to switch in like 6 months and like say they like you better and they hate dad.
For sure.
Sure.
My kid told me recently, Joni said, Mom, dad's my favorite right now, but it's just because he's home just for a little while. And when he leaves, you're going to be my favorite again. So she's real transparent. Like she even knows this is not for us.
I love that.
And they need each other. They need us for different reasons, too, I think.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I think Jonah has a better connection with Neil. They, like, intellectually connect differently. And I think, oh, you like him better. But then I'm the one he texts and is like, Mom, can you come sit in my room while I fall asleep? And Neil, we're on, like, a group text. And Neil will be like, Neil's trying to, like, save me. Like, I can do it, Dad. He's like, no, Mom. And so it's like, they need you for different things. And they don't mean it if they're saying it, too.
No. I'm very grateful that I had a time when I favored one over the other. I think that's good for kids.
What do you mean?
Like,
were you liked one kid more than the other one?
Oh, sorry. No. As a kid, I can remember being in a phase where I was like way more into my dad. Mm. And everybody just like rode with it. And I'm very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. That they didn't try to make you like your mom?
Yeah. And they were divorced. You know, but like nobody was like, what is the deal? Mm-hmm. Why are you so obsessed? Like, why are you always with dad? Why are you always needing things from dad right now? I just think it's comforting to be able to be into one more than the other.
Yeah.
So I think let it happen.
Yeah. But it does hurt to hear that, you know.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
It doesn't hurt me either.
Okay. Well, it's hurting her. So I'm trying to like have compassion.
I get that.
I guess I am just offering that it's a possibility to not be upset by it. You can be thankful that they have a dad to think is awesome.
It's true.
Yeah, it's good.
And then you can go read a magazine and go to the bathroom by yourself.
It's true.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And it won't be forever.
It won't be forever. How about this person has a sister-in-law with expensive taste and feels like nothing is going to like be good enough for them. And it says, it makes her want to say, here's nothing, Merry Christmas, and not give a gift.
I have a thought on that. Why don't you, whatever is in your budget, because they also say that they're on a budget.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Don't feel like you have to give and give and give to this person. Know that you're on a budget. That's wonderful. And say, I know that you love Anthropology. This is what we can do this year. Get a gift card to Anthropology and be like, hopefully you can combine this with something else and just get yourself the best thing.
I just don't even think you need to apologize. If you have a $20 budget, give $20 to Anthropology, the end. If she don't like it, she can leave it on the table and
yeah.
Then you can go to Anthropology. I don't know. I don't feel like you have to apologize for gifts.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know. You got to check and see if that's even something the sister-in-law's putting on you. You might just be putting that on yourself, maybe.
Yeah, I'm curious what she means by she's very straightforward about gifts not being up to par. That seems like a problem on her sister-in-law.
Definitely.
Oh, I didn't read that part.
That's seems terrible. So if that's actually true, where she's like telling you it's not good enough, I don't know, don't give her anything. Maybe that's the right answer.
Yeah. What would you do, Rebecca?
I would make a Pinterest board that said all the things I would buy you if I could. Oh. I wouldn't actually. That's very passive aggressive. Yeah, I like your idea of like what is the Anthropology? What is she into? And get a gift card in your budget towards that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what else she could do.
So somebody else is saying that they have a sister-in-law that talks behind everyone else's back. So she's obviously talking behind mine, right? Help.
Yep.
So do they have the same sister-in-law? She sounds like a real turd. It's tricky because Emily and I are we're not like looking for conflict, but when there is conflict, I feel like we're very direct, like, hey, like we would just address it right then. So I would just love to know, like, can we workshop this? Like, what are some practical things that you could say to somebody like that? Because I would surely just say it.
This sounds dumb, but I would say, have you talked to them about that? When she's talking a bunch of junk?
Yeah.
When she's talking about somebody else in front of you.
Then I would say, can you talk to them? Have you talked? Tried bringing that up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then just change the subject.
Don't feed into it. Like, engage.
Yeah. Or just say, I really think that person's great, or
mm-hmm.
they were struggling with that, but I feel like it's gotten better because of this reason. I mean, I'd say things that were true, but I'd also say things that were positive.
Yeah.
And maybe when she's not talking a bunch of crap about people, I would circle back and be like, hey, I don't know. I don't know if you realize that you're doing this, but it seems like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like you talk a lot about people and you can say it makes you uncomfortable, or you'd love to see her have better relationships with people by addressing it head on, or I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like I would say, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, Rebecca's hair is so curly. Because you have really curly hair today. We'd be like, gosh, you talk about my curly hair when I'm not around?
Mm.
I feel like I can't tell you anything about my curly hair. You're going to tell everybody about it.
It's good.
Yeah. Did you say that? Is that too direct?
No, I think it's in like a jokey, lovey, but like truthful statement.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she doesn't realize that this makes people not want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. This person said they have a fair weather sister-in-law who, you know, sometimes great, sometimes not, apparently. And so she's asking, do I just stop caring about having a relationship or just ride the wave?
Mm.
I mean, don't stop caring.
I think you are having a relationship.
Yeah.
It's just
not the one you wanted.
Limited. Yeah. It's just limited by the way they act. So I think you have to adjust your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And say that's where this person's at.
Be there for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And still care, but only to a certain level.
Yeah. I think that that's good to even realize that it's happening. Sometimes it's hard for me to put my finger on exactly what is going wrong in a relationship. And I think just that you realize, hey, I'm not getting everything from this person that I'm giving. I think that that's great.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah. And it's hard.
It is hard. I think sometimes when things are a little off, though, sometimes we tend to assume it's them. But I would ask, like, is everything fine? Because I feel like sometimes you're this way and sometimes you're this way. I would at least check in, see that I didn't somehow hurt them and make them take a little break.
Yeah.
But I tend to think everything's my fault. Sometimes.
I do too.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about, in the theme of family dynamics, there's some negative patterns that we have. My church talks about four. And so I wanted to see where you guys think you are. So the first one is withdrawal or avoidance. So they define this as the unwillingness to start or stay in important discussions. And they have biblical backing for the reason to stay in biblical discussions. Ephesians 4:15 says to speak the truth in love. So it's saying that we should say things that are true. And 1 Corinthians 13:6 says love rejoices in the truth, so that we can speak the truth in a loving way and have those hard conversations. So that's one. Another negative communication pattern would be escalation. And they define that as responding to your spouse by arguing and upping the ante so the conversation gets more heated and more hostile. They're saying that that's not great because Proverbs 29:11 says a fool gives full vent to his anger. And Proverbs 18:6 says that a fool's lips walk into a fight. So don't be a fool. So that's the second one, escalation. The third one is negative interpretation. And that is when someone automatically believes that the motives of the other person are more negative than what's really the case. And they say that 1 Corinthians 13:7 says love believes all things and hopes all things. So we want to believe and hope the best. I know Elisa Keaton talks about having gracious assumptions towards people. And then the fourth one is invalidation. So a subtle or direct put down of thoughts, feelings, or character of the other person. James 4:6 and 1 Peter 5:5 say that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So we should, you know, not be proud and think that our thoughts are better than other people's. So the way that they help you remember it, because it's withdrawal, escalation, negative interpretation, and invalidation, W-E-N-I. So they say, don't be a weenie. Anyway, which of those do you think you guys are?
Oh. So withdrawal, escalation,
negative interpretation, or invalidation.
I feel like with Brandon, I am the second one, the lips that are walking into a fight, escalation.
Okay.
I got that going. Because you said spouse at one point. But with a family, not at all. I feel like I would be the last one, like maybe just proud.
So invalidating what they're saying, like, oh, you're so dramatic or...
Yeah, I don't think I would say negative things to them.
Okay.
I think I tend to think the worst about people. And then when I have a conversation, either they lie to me or I realize that I made up this big story in my head about what was going on. These all feel so negative.
They do feel really negative. It's hard to look at yourself and be like, yep, that's me.
Well, because they're negative patterns that you get into. Like when you end up in a problem with your in-law or your spouse or wherever you end up in a problem, is it because you withdrew from it, like you avoid the situation, or you escalated it and made it worse than it needed to be? Or you invalidated and been like, oh, you always do that. Oh, you're just dramatic. Oh, you're just tired. Oh, you're just, you know, or negatively interpret. And that's not even what they meant. I definitely negatively interpret things.
Now that you said it again, I invalidate things. I don't like that.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of good to know where we're coming from so that we know how we got where we're at.
And wouldn't it be nice if everybody did this? Oh my gosh.
If everybody realized their tendency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just took a minute to think about it.
Yeah.
Bring it up at the Thanksgiving table this year.
Yes. Guys, I want to talk about weenies after our prayer.
Is everyone still alive? Okay.
After I had Owen, I noticed my hair started shedding. It was concerning how much I was losing, especially because my hair was super duper long and I used to dye it dark brown because I was edgy before I had kids. And Big Boy would see it in the shower and be like, do we need to be worried about what's happening in there? So after pregnancy, your body is still shifting, recalibrating, and doing things that don't feel normal. One of the alarming side effects of all the hormonal changes can be excessive shedding. The freaks out your husband. Hair that comes out in clumps, even when you wash it or brush it. Thankfully, Pros can help stop the shedding cycle and grow back your hair. Pros specializes in custom hair care, and now they also make custom hair supplements that are personally tailored to address your specific cause of shedding. They take into account things like hormonal changes, stress level, diet, and more, and the result is customized supplements guaranteed to help you grow thicker, longer, softer hair in record time. Made with clean, safe, and natural ingredients, Pros hair supplements are just two capsules you take daily. The first capsule strengthens and rebalances the scalp to reduce shedding. The second capsule swoops in and helps spark fuller, faster growth deep in the follicle. Better yet, Pros supplements are free from drugs, synthetic fillers, and DHT hormones. All formulas are gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, vegan, and cruelty-free. Doesn't that sound yummy? In fact, multiple studies show that over 90% of women are taking Pros hair supplements. They saw less shedding, more growth, and improved overall appearance in just 90 days. Try your own custom hair supplements and you'll get 15% off. Get yours at pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off all custom hair supplements. All right, let's do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
Currently, my house is torn up. Like, literally, not just like my unkept house. Literally torn up. We have just a bunch of drywall repair, holes in the walls or like, you know, cracks in the ceiling just from a 100-year-old house. And we're like, let's get that all patched up and repainted. And so I got some amazing guys to come do it. They're so personable and nice. But what I didn't realize is that there's like a small project in every room except my bedroom and the living room. And so we cannot go anywhere except my bedroom and the living room. And it is really hard for me. They're cleaning up today, but this is day 4 of it. And I'm just like, my house is so important to me. And my house being cleaned up in a way that makes me feel peaceful inside is very important to me. And it's just not been possible. Like, I can't even do anything. I sat in my room for 3 hours yesterday with Maisie. Thankfully, I sent Gavin to my mom's because I'm like, I can't keep him contained in one room the whole day. Yeah. But Maisie, I kind of could. I just sat there. I was like, I don't even know. I can't do anything. There's nothing to clean. There's nothing to pick up because it's all just untouchable and dust everywhere. And it's going to be so nice when it's done. But this like process is just killing me softly.
Doesn't it make you appreciate like how nice it is to have a place when all of a sudden you don't have one?
Yeah. So like me feeling like we need a bigger house makes me appreciate the house that we have because it got smaller for 4 days.
Wow. Yeah.
Were you able to sleep in your bedrooms?
Clara could not until last night. So she was bunking with us. Everyone else could sleep in there. We just had to like untarp the bed for bedtime. So.
What's killing you softly?
I think I talked about this before, but I get planners that I think are going to be super fun because they help you like track stuff and do this and that. And they're beautiful. Well, then I start feeling judged by the planner that I'm not tracking, you know, and this one planner I got, it's a planner subscription. So you get a new one every single month, which is fun because I, you know, get to like start over. But then I was supposed to like be tracking expenses and making a gratitude list every night and all these kinds of things I didn't do. Like, what was your favorite interaction from last week and all the meal planning? And I just couldn't do it. And every time I went to my planner, I felt judged because I had to like, there's like coloring pages in there and I'm not in a place where I'm coloring.
Yeah.
So I just felt like I was failing at life. And so yesterday, I don't cry a lot, but I was crying about this planner and I told my husband, it just makes me feel like I'm being a mom and a Christian and a woman wrong. And so I threw it away and I got a Moleskin planner, which I can tell you, November is not the time to get a new planner. It wasn't the easiest to find a planner at the end of the year, but I did. I got a Moleskin planner and it doesn't ask anything of me. It doesn't want anything other than for me to write stuff down or don't. I can already tell it doesn't care and it makes me so happy.
No.
So
Don't forget to stop your subscription so that you don't spin out in December.
No, I did stop it, but okay. I already paid for the year because that's how I like to do things. And so I'm just going to see if my neighbors want them.
In case that planner sounds magical to somebody, what is the name of the planner subscription?
Okay, Silk and Sonder.
Okay.
And I love it. It's a very gorgeous watercolor and habit trackers galore. I just can't write this very minute. And yeah. Being a student, I want to plan a whole semester. And so to only be able to look at a month at a time was not working for me. It's beautiful. It's spiral bound. So
ooh,
it
can flip open.
Oh my gosh. It came with a feelings wheel that was so pretty. Like I'm down about, I love them.
Just
wasn't working for me and it was making me feel sad. Like I think I'm doing some, even though I've been working full time for 3 years, I'm doing some grieving about my kids getting older and they don't need me as much. And, you know, like we do eat together, but it isn't around a casserole that I made from scratch. And sometimes they don't come home for dinner. And sometimes when they do come home, they think it's because somebody died because they're trying to have a family gathering. And so it just, things feel so scattered that I felt like I feel sad about when I stayed home, when I only did the podcast, I had an Etsy shop, my kids were little, they needed me all the time. Sometimes when you start feeling like a roommate with your spouse, I also feel like a roommate, like I feel like it's four adults living in the house together.
Yeah.
Because they're so independent. My son literally leaves the house and I don't know where he's at. I've told him 7,000 times to please let me know, but he forgets and he's out playing football and I don't know where he's at. And I don't know. Everybody has a phone now. It was making me feel like I'm doing it wrong. And I'm not. I'm
glad you recognized it and got it out of there. Instead of keep trying.
A lot of feelings about a planner. Yeah.
You know, you could have kept trying and kept feeling terrible. Not everything's for everybody at your season of life.
It's true.
But they are beautiful. I pulled them up to look.
Your Moleskine, is it just a blank? Is it an actual planner or is it a blank Moleskine?
No, it's a planner. The left-hand side just has strips for the week. And then the right-hand side is just lines.
Okay.
Like a journal. So I kind of like that.
Love a Moleskine.
I get very tempted to buy journals, planners, all the things. And it feels so good to buy them. And I never, never use them.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm just like, don't even buy them. I know you think you're going to use it.
Yeah. Well, and Silk and Sonder has like a whole community around it. You know how planner people, they love planners. And then you can see the way they use the one that you have in your hands. And mine's blank. And I'm just like, meow, meow.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful and I highly recommend them. And maybe I'll give away my December one at our live event.
Good idea.
I'm not using it.
What's killing me softly is we went to James Taylor concert this week and it was magical. And we're driving to the concert and we thought we left in time, but you know, nobody plans for event parking properly. And so we are, we're pulling up to the place and we're just inching along. It's taking forever. And Big Boy's like, I'm parking in this parking lot. And I'm like, it's like our date night. I don't want to walk all the way to this concert. He was just irritated. And I was at that point where I'm like, just let it ride. Like, whatever. Don't let it ruin the night. Right. So we park in this parking lot that was, it was like a huge parking lot. There was like a Spirit of Halloween and a Target and a closed Wells Fargo. It was just this big parking lot directly across the street from the venue. And I can see he puts it in park. All of his parking frustration is gone. And he says, the world favors the bold. And I was like, what? Like, are you the bold? Because he's like such a chilled out guy. Like, I would never describe Brandon as bold. He twirls his keys, puts them in his pocket, and we head to the venue. Great. Okay, so we're in the place. Everything's going to be fine. And, you know, he's singing to us. And literally, we're walking out of there. And we're holding hands and we're like, things are going to work out fine if we only will shower the people we love with love. And like, whoa, we're feeling good. I'm like, I'm so in love with this man. We talk about music during the concert. This is so amazing. Let's look up the next concert we want to watch and let's get those tickets. And then all of a sudden James comes on. We found the concert we want to go to. We just didn't hit that button. We left a couple minutes early because we're like, we're going to get out of here before all these old people. We're like this amazing parking spot. We're not have to wait with all those jokers in the parking lot. Our freaking car got towed. Hold on up. It was gone, gone. Our car was gone, gone.
In a normal parking lot.
Do they leave you a note in the parking spot that's like,
no,
we took your car?
Here's how we knew. There were probably 15 people all standing in the same spot, all looking at their phones like, what, tow company, Googling. What is the closest tow company? They towed all of our cars.
They were busy during James Taylor.
Can you believe that that's even a thing? That they can, a private company can come in and tow your car from a parking lot? Like, how do they know? How do they know that we were not at Target? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Brandon Googles the tow company that's closest. We just run down there because...
You got to beat those old people. Now you've got another obstacle beat everybody in the way.
Yes. And they're all standing around like calling Ubers and stuff because they're older. And we're like, we have a babysitter at home. This young girl has school tomorrow and it's 11 at night. And we're like speed walking in our nice concert clothes down these crazy streets. That is so funny because
you didn't even want to walk to the venue. And now you're walking. Even have a car.
Yes. And also the conversation when we parked was, Brandon's like, I wonder how much a parking ticket would be versus event parking. And I'm like, why don't we just park at the event? But you want to know how much it was to get towed?
Oh, my gosh.
$400.
Oh, my gosh.
We paid to get that car. I laughed for days because there was nothing else you could do. Every time I thought about it, I literally laughed out loud at how insane that markup was.
Was there signage that said, turns if you're out not going was. To Spirit Halloween?
Turns out there was. Oh, and here's the other thing. So I call a babysitter's mom who's at our house going to pick her up. She's like, do you park in Target parking lot? I'm like, yeah. She said, the tow company pays people to watch out for people. They watch you. As soon as you walk across the street, they give them your license plate number.
Oh my
so
gosh.
The tow company knows for sure that you are not in Target. And she told her husband, I guess, and he was like, where are they from? So it's like a whole thing. So I feel like we kind of like went through a rite of passage.
Sure.
We are now.
You were hazed.
Mm-hmm. Now we are wow. San Diegoans.
Oh my goodness.
Good story.
So did it favor the bold? That's my question.
He said, was it the world favors the bold? Is that what you said? That's not even a phrase. And he's like, oh, we laugh. And it's surprising because like he did not let it ruin the night.
Good.
That could really ruin a night.
So now you can't afford to go to that concert that you...
No, we can't go to the concert we were so excited about.
That's hysterical.
Oh, all right. Rebecca, what's giving you life?
Well... I got Botox.
You love it?
You look great.
Thank you. I do. But what I love most of all about it is two things specifically. One, I shared it on Instagram because I'm like 80% of my life I share on Instagram. Why would I not share this thing that I'm doing just for me? Like that I'm just doing this for me because I'm curious about it. And so I shared it, but I set up some boundaries, which I'm really proud of myself for. I said, when I first saw someone get Botox on Instagram, I judged them very hard. So if you're feeling that, that's okay. You are allowed to feel whatever you want about me getting Botox. What you're not allowed to do is message me about your feelings. And I felt so good saying that because it gave a boundary and like a, hey, it's okay. If you're judging me about this, 100% okay. I was there too. But you can't tell me about, like, don't tell me your feelings about it. And not one person overstepped
my boundary.
All respected that boundary. And so I felt good that I could foresee me needing that boundary. And then I felt so good that everyone really respected that too. So.
Yeah.
But then the second thing is I've had so many people message me, I'm going to do this thing for myself. And it's not even Botox. Just because you set this example of doing something just for yourself, for like no other reason, it doesn't benefit anybody except you. And so I'm going to go do this one thing because you inspired me for that. And I was like, oh, that's so good. I'm so glad that I shared, but I also just really love the results of it.
Yeah.
So you just had it in your forehead. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I had it like in between my eyes and then up here. They did like 20 units in between my eyes and 14 up here.
And how long does it last?
It lasts 3 to 4 months. It's like a preventative thing too, because like the more you raise your eyebrows, the deeper those creases go. So it's almost like using anti-aging cream because your muscle doesn't allow those creases to keep getting deeper, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So she told you before you got injected that she didn't think that the lines would go away.
Right. Because I asked
her. But it looks like they have.
They're way fainter. I mean, if I'm relaxed, I can still see them. A little tiny bit. She said, I'm learning so much. I've done a deep dive into skincare, which we'll get into later in a different episode probably. But retinol is like a number one recommended product for getting rid of fine lines and wrinkles. Not just reducing the appearance of, but actually like getting rid of. So if any, but yeah, I really feel like it smoothed everything out.
That's awesome.
That's really fun. I've learned a lot.
So do you think you're going to do it every... Oh, yeah. 3 to 4 months?
I'll keep it up.
Okay.
How much, can I ask you how much it costs?
It was $14 a unit. So I paid like $400 and some. It is not cheap at all.
Dang it. Yeah. And you have to do it every three months.
I'm going to stretch it to 4. Okay. Every person metabolizes it differently. So I don't know how long for sure, but I'd like to only do it 3 times a year. If I can get away with that, which I can. Like, you choose to get away with that, you know?
Yeah.
And then my dermatologist does a, like, holiday promotion where you can bank your units for a cheaper price. So I'm actually going to bank some for $11 a unit. So a lot of people have, you know, a promotion like that, but...
Yeah.
That's just a couple concert towings, Katie.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You could totally do it.
If you had to guess how much it would be to get a car towed, how much would you guess it would be?
$150.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah.
150. That's what we came up with as well during our brisk walk.
They made bank that night. They love when concerts come to town.
And they were skeezy. Real laugh out loud sitch.
It's 2021 and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes. That's where Rothy's comes in. The number one word Rothy's customers use to describe their shoes is comfortable. And Rothy's fan favorite styles are available in tons of shapes and colors for every occasion, sustainably made with recycled materials like plastic water bottles and fully machine washable. Nothing says fall like soft, plush merino wool. And for the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. They're incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. Plus, they come in a lot of colors, patterns, and styles. My favorite thing about my Rothy's is that there are no seams anywhere on the shoe. There's literally no break-in period. Nothing's gonna rub the wrong way because there's no seams. I get excited about how comfortable they are every time I put them on. And did you know that Rothy's has men's shoes as well? That's right. Men, women, and kids can have durable, washable, and better for the planet shoes, plus ones that are rigorously tested for a perfect fit wash after wash. And who better to tell you about how comfortable Rothy's are than real customers? Check out their reviews online. They're incredible. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase of Rothy's at rothys.com/MSW. That's rothys.com/MSW. Head to rothys.com/MSW to find your new favorites today.
What's giving you life, Em?
Okay, so I'm going to say I took a self-care night on Halloween. Mm-hmm. I was working Halloween day. Halloween night, my kids got dressed up without me. We always do a big Halloween thing in my neighborhood. I didn't even see my kids in their costumes. I still haven't. Katie said, can I have pictures of your kids in their costumes? And I said, let me ask them for some pictures because I haven't seen it either. And I didn't go to... join them when I got off work. I did not go to the party that my neighbors had afterwards. I went to sleep. That was hard for me, but I also was so depleted that I just couldn't.
Yeah.
So I went home, went to bed, but then the next day I woke up and my kids had traded all their candy that they could for Almond Joy and Mounds because those are my favorites. And my daughter even was like, I had to trade Brayden 3 things of Dots for these, so you better enjoy them because she really loves Dots. And I didn't ask for any of that. And I just thought that was really sweet that they did that for me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm surprised that their friends weren't just handing over those Mounds and Almond Joys because no kid likes those.
Somebody must. Does really nobody likes them?
No kid.
I think it's adults.
Yeah.
Oh.
She could have gotten it for like half a dot, probably.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying she was robbed.
Yeah. What's Giving Me Life, My Killing Me Softly was so long. I'll keep it real short. The babysitter that we had for that night, the whole experience has been really nice. We don't know people here. I really want a comfortable babysitter situation because I will eventually start working and need help when Brandon's on deployment. Like, I will begin going to work at the same time that he's leaving. It's important to me to get some connections. And she's so young that her mom said, I am like the gatekeeper at this point, and I would like to come and have time with you guys and meet you, meet the kids, meet your husband. And it's just been really nice to have that. We don't like do community group and we don't do stuff like that. So to have her and her mom come over and spend an evening with us chatting was felt really nice. And then anyway, it's nice for them to have a little bit of sweetness, and the whole thing was sweet.
That's so good. You've really made some connections in San Diego that it doesn't seem like you made in a long time in Connecticut.
It's true. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so instead of reading an iTunes review today, I want to invite you guys to join us for Strug Giftapalooza.
Come on.
Get on over there. So over on Patreon, we do a Secret Santa where moms all across the country exchange sweet gifts, and it's happening right now. So all the Strugs, they already know about it. They're already RSVPing and they're super pumped up. So when you sign up, you're randomly assigned a sweet Strug to shop for. There's this website that does it all for us. It's all anonymous. You can sign up anytime before November 29th because that website that keeps everything secret for us, they're going to draw names on the 30th. In the Facebook group, we put a date on there that we're going to exchange them on December 15th. But really, when you get it in the mail, you open it up, you can take a little picture and be like, oh my gosh, thank you, Sarah. I love my insert item.
Couldn't think of anything, huh?
No.
If you're a Patreon member at any level, literally any level of Patreon, you get to participate in this. So if you've been a Patreon member already, you should already have gotten an email with it.
And if you decide to join today, that post is already there, so you can click the link. It's ready for you in the Patreon website. Plus, you get all the episodes that we've ever recorded, plus video episodes if you sign up at that tier, and all the other things that come with Patreon memberships.
You get a lot. We've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode of Mom Struggling. Well, if you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. Oh, a little note here. We now have a separate social media account. So Mom Struggling Well is still out there.
You should go follow it.
Yeah, do. Go follow it. There's going to be a giveaway soon. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I'm at Hey Emily Thomas.
Next Monday, you're going to hear from us again. Not only will we have a special Patreon episode just for you patrons, but we will also be back here in the main show.
We're going to do a rebroadcast of a recent Patreon episode. It's the one where we talked about crepes. We all laughed until we cried all of our mascara off.
Oh my gosh, that is a good one. So we're getting interviews together to air in January, but until then, we're playing some listener favorites. So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out.
Bye.
Bye.
'Cause we're all in this together. Just mom struggling well.
He stabbed the sister in the... She was cutting the chicken, which is a turkey, because we don't eat. Is my internet okay?
Seems fine.
Okay. Did I see the you what?
Accidentally recorded a Patreon episode, or released a Patreon episode yesterday.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oops. I was getting ahead. I didn't mean to release it. I meant to schedule it for Monday, and I scheduled it for the next day.
So then what happened?
Then I saw it show up on my podcast player.
It bothered me, all the sparkles. I don't know. I just felt like everybody was too sparkly.
I never saw it.
Sparkles turned it down a different alley. It made it too silly.
Yeah.
I like serious with my vampires. I was into Twilight. I'm going to be real honest about that.
I thought it was fine.
I like the books a lot.
Mm.
That's why I named my dog Bella.
Is it really?
Yeah. I was reading a lot of Twilight when she was a puppy.
Oh, brother.
Okay. What's Kill Me Softly is... Oh, this stretch just came on and I took it. Oh, it felt so good. Okay.
With a re-broad crack.
Oh, no. It's never going to happen.
We got it. Why do you give me this line? Re-broad crassed.